on a logical level, it could feel impossible to let it go because if I don't do that, if I don't people please, if I don't put other people's needs before mine, it'll feel like I'm going to lose any worthiness that I have. Hey guys, I'm Ganeshi Braun. I'm a peer support specialist and I do videos talking about concepts that I post about on my Instagram, breaking down and talking about mental health issues or mental health ideas based on a person's centered perspective versus a clinical psychological perspective. So today we're talking about the inner mother. I had posted something on Instagram. I was actually really surprised by how many people voted for not knowing what the loving mother is. So I wanted to delve into that today. What is the loving mother? So we all know that, or maybe we don't all know, but there is an inherent need within all of us to be accepted, be loved, be seen for who we are as we're growing up. And there's an inherent need to be part of something bigger, a community, to fit in, to be loved, to be part of something bigger. So growing up, if we were a certain way, but our mother or any parent figure didn't see us for who we are, or there was a part of us that didn't feel seen by our parent figure, we adopt coping mechanisms to be seen, to be accepted, to be loved for who we are. And a lot of times it shows up for people as codependence. What's codependence? Where I abandon myself, my needs, and the things that I want to show up for other people's needs and what other people want. And inherently through that behavior, I feel a sense of worthiness. And for those of us that know, it is debilitating because we are constantly abandoning ourselves in order to be there for other people. And eventually we just get so wiped out. And it's just not realistic to really show up for other people and always be abandoning ourselves. We know that you have to fill that cup up in order to be able to pour from it, right? So when we're codependent and we're constantly giving to other people, we're completely and totally exhausting ourselves. Now, here's the catch. If you adopted this coping mechanism in your childhood and now you continue to do it in adulthood, it feels like a survival mechanism. It's on a logical level, it could feel impossible to let it go because if I don't do that, if I don't people please, if I don't put other people's needs before mine, it'll feel like I'm going to lose any worthiness that I have. And I know this from personal experience. So coming back to the loving mother is, if I didn't have that inner loving mother, if I didn't have that outer loving mother, the key becomes building that inner loving mother from within. And a lot of that work will look like learning to put your own needs first. And it starts by understanding what you actually want and how to show up for yourself. And I know that if somebody hasn't ever heard this concept, it's actually really confusing. I remember when I started learning about it. And a lot of times we break it down to start with like a tiny promise to yourself. What if you decided that drinking a glass of water is important to you, right? And showing up for yourself would mean making a promise to yourself that you're going to drink this glass of water every day at like 9 o'clock in the morning or whatever, whenever you wake up. And I've had so many times where people are like, it sounds so dumb. It sounds so minute and little. Like, how can I actually build that trust and that confidence within myself and not have the need to please other people by drinking a glass of water? And what I have to say about that is that it's a tiny, tiny, tiny step that's possible to follow through on. And when you do follow through on it, you're building a belief within yourself that you could rely on yourself. And you're also building a belief that my needs matter and the promises I make to myself matter. And so you're building a confidence within yourself that carries through further in your life. And it's extremely important to start with something small. And it's extremely important to follow through on that promise that you make to yourself. So consistency is key. And patience is absolutely necessary because when you've trained yourself to cope with feeling unseen, unworthy, and not good enough, it takes tons and tons of practice of doing things differently in order to build a new concept and a new belief within yourself, to rewire your nervous system to trust and believe in this new concept that I show up for myself and I don't abandon myself, or I don't look for that understanding and validation from outside of myself. a long-term benefit to this practice also, besides for the fact that you're building up that nurturing mother within yourself by showing up for yourself, by mothering yourself, is that based on your actions is how people learn to treat you. So you know how we always say, like, actions speak louder than words, right? So if you train yourself and practice showing up for yourself, people will pick up on that. It's louder than you saying, I want you to respect me. I want you to love me. But then I'm abandoning myself by putting all my needs aside to help you. Those actions are telling somebody I don't care about myself, right? So when you start to build that belief and that confidence and that mothering within yourself, those actions are telling people, this person cares about themselves. This person will say no, even if they're uncomfortable, because what they need to do and how they need to take care of themselves is more important to them than, you know, doing whatever it is for me that I want them to do. And so there's all these amazing benefits that happen from that tiny example that we started with, which is drinking a glass of water every day. And of course, I'm not saying that it has to be that example. It has to be that, but I'm using it as an example. So it really starts with the willingness and the want to have things differently, and to want to connect to an inner loving mother, to mother yourself or to care for yourself. And then it comes down to, what is something that's important to me that I've maybe pushed off all my life or told myself, you know, I didn't want or need, but really, really deep down wanted it. And break it down into tiny, tiny, tiny bite-sized pieces, because if you're going to, you know, chew off something that's too big to chew, if you're going to bite off something that's too big to chew, you're going to give up after 2 weeks. Something that's possible and something that's feasible. Find that thing that's important to you and practice showing up for yourself. And if you skipped a day or you forgot one day, and by the way, you could set yourself an alarm, start again the next day. Just keep going after those things that are important to you and watch those long-lasting benefits that come from learning to mother yourself, to show up for yourself, to validate yourself, and how other people start to view you and treat you differently based on how you are treating yourself.